This poem, which is unquestionably one of the pioneer works in Oriental eroticism, the author is Arthur J. Barnes, and all the biographical material that I've been able to uncover about Mr. Barnes was that he served in 1883 one term as president of the Missouri State Stenographers Association. Emboldened, no doubt, by this experience, he produced his great work, which is called Barnes Shorthand Lessons, published in St. Louis in 1885. And the poem, entitled Distinguishing Rue from Chew, was compiled by me from the review questions in the back of this seminal work. Distinguishing Rue from Chew. Give the sounds of the curved mated phonographs. Give the sounds of the straight mated phonographs. Name the six vertical phonographs. What caution should be observed in writing loo, woo, and you? What are the two ways of writing who? How may roo be distinguished from chew when alone? How is is joined to a curve? How is is joined to a straight stroke? What rules apply to says, stare, and stare? What is the effect of lengthening in? What is the effect of lengthening on? What is the effect of having a stroke? When should the eschon curl be used? What should you be slow to adopt and why? How may a vowel be written when alone? How long should the ticks be made? After what stroke is O always used? What are the small final hooks? Truly mysterious problem.